Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidachny and I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today we are going to continue our training about Visual Studio Code, and in this session we are going to discuss how to integrate Visual Studio Code and Unity 3D. Pay attention that there are two different ways to integrate Visual Studio Code and Unity 3D. First of all, and probably the best are they, you can use a special plugin. We are going to discuss this plugin next session, but in this session we are going to start from scratch. We are going to show how Visual Studio Code can work with CS proj files and how you can open existing projects even if you don't use any special Unity 3D plugins. So let's start. Let's open Unity Editor. I just installed Unity 5.3.4. So let's create a new project. We can select between 3D and 2D, it's not important for us today. And we have to provide our project name. So my first Unity project, and let's click Create Project button. So in a couple seconds, Unity will create all needed files and will create a new folder. And now we can start working with Unity. In order to show how you can integrate Unity and Visual Studio Code, we have to create at least one script. So let's create a folder called scripts, and let's add a C# script there. So just basic empty C# script, main script that I can associate with any object, like, for example, I can use main camera in order to execute this script. So if we click main camera, you can see that I have associated main script with it. And that's all, frankly speaking. But by default, Unity does not create any SLN files, any CSproj files. In order to invoke this functionality, we have to open at least once Mono Develop. Let's see how it works. So let's open our project folder in Finder, and you can see that there is no SLN and CSproj files. So in order to create these files, we have to use Unity Assets menu item, and we have to use Open C# Project. By default, Unity will open C# Project in Mono Develop. And if you open our folder in Finder, you can see now that we have SLN files and we have CSproj files as well. So these files they are created for us, and now we can open our project in Visual Studio Code. So we are not going to use Mono Develop anymore. We can close it. So now we can try to edit preferences for Unity 3D, and let's change standard Mono Develop editor to Visual Studio Code. So we have to open Unity Preferences, External Tools tab, and we have to select Browse for External Code Editor, and we will navigate to Application folder and select Visual Studio Code from the list. Let's do it. So done. And now if I click any C# script, I will be able to open this script in Visual Studio Code. So let's do it. And you can see that Unity 3D invoked Visual Studio Code and opened C# script. But there is a problem. You can see that Visual Studio Code does not recognize C#, and Visual Studio Code does not allow us to use any IntelliSense features, and even Visual Studio Code does not highlight C# syntaxes. So why? It's because all C# functionality are published as a plugin. So in order to invoke C# features in Visual Studio Code, we have to install a special plugin. So we have simply to invoke command palette window, and we can invoke install extension command and try to select C#. You can see that C# plugin is the most popular plugin for Visual Studio Code developers, so we have to click download, and let's see what happened to Visual Studio Code after that. So it's done, and right now we have to restart Visual Studio as usual. Click restart. Visual Studio Code did not open the latest folder because we opened five before. So let's open Unity once again and let's click this file once again as well. And now you can see that we have some IntelliSense features, of course. So now Visual Studio Code can recognize this language as C-sharp and supports lots of different C-sharp features. But we still work with a file only. So in order to start working with the project, we have to open project folder. So let's select file open. Let's navigate to my main folder and select my first Unity folder and click open. So Visual Studio Code will read all information, and you can see that Visual Studio Code tried to read information from my project files, but there is a problem. By default, Visual Studio Code use OmniSharp that bring IntelliSense functionality to many different editors, including Visual Studio Code. And in order to execute OmniSharp, you have to install the latest version of Mono. So it looks like that it's not enough to install just Unity. I have to install Mono version more than 4.0.1. So in order to do it, I can click this link. Let's copy it and let's paste it to the browser. And oh, I can simply use it visiting Mono project URI in order to install the latest version of Unity. So you can see the problem, and you can see roadmap how to fix this problem. In order to do it, I'm not going to follow this instruction. I am going to use Mono project.com website, and I will be able to get Mono directly from this site. So in my case, I can use probably my Mono Universal installer. Let's wait some time in order to download this installer. Done, and I have to open a downloads folder, and after that I can install Mono framework on my Mac device. So let's click continue a couple times, let's agree, and click install. So we spent several seconds in order to install Mono framework, and now we can restart Visual Studio Code. Let's do it. And I hope that our OmniSharp will work fine. So we can see running right here. And we can see, I don't know why, zero projects, but at least our solution file was recognized. And it was selected by default. And now you can see that we have a full IntelliSense system. So we can even use something from Unity. We can use Unity Engine class in order to get access to the most popular classes and objects inside. We can use external libraries, external assemblies. We can use lots of different code snippets and so on. So thanks to OmniSharp and thanks to Mono compiler, we can use lots of different features related to C-sharp. You can see that I have a problem with this namespace. I don't use this namespace in my code. And you can see lots of errors around OmniSharp. It's because the opened projects solution that we created in MonoDevelop. MonoDevelop uses older version of Mono, and in case of MonoDevelop and Unity, it's better to fix project files in order to avoid any problems with OmniSharp and the latest version of Mono. So how to do it? We can use a special plugin for Unity that we are going to discuss in the next session. But from this session, you have to know that in order to start working with C-sharp, you have to install C-sharp plugin, C-sharp extension for Visual Studio Code. C-sharp extension supports lots of code snippets. C-sharp extension supports IntelliSense system, etc. And of course, C# extensions extension based on OmniSharp, but in order to execute OmniSharp, you have to install the latest version of Mono. So at least two components in order to start working with C#. Mono and C# extension. And of course, if you want to integrate Unity and Visual Studio Code, probably I just showed not the best way to do it. So in general, you can do it, but you can see that, okay, we can open Unity project, but if we use open C# project menu item, we still will open Mono Develop. You cannot debug project now in Visual Studio Code, so you cannot see any configuration files for debugging, and you have to create it from scratch. You have lots of problems with OmniSharp due to a little bit different project format, and many other things that we can fix thanks to Unity plugin. In the next session, I am going to show how to use Unity plugin, but in any case, in order to start working even with Unity plugin, you have to install C# extension, and you have to install the latest version of Mono Develop. It will not affect your Unity installation.